You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Today on this Christ our King, Reign of Christ Sunday, we finish up this sermon series on gifts of grace. And today we talk about the greatest giver of all. The greatest giver of all. And if you haven't figured out by the text yet, that greatest giver of all is the one and only Jesus Christ. On this Reign of Christ Sunday, I want you to consider what it meant for Jesus to give his very life, his very being, for the sake of the world, for the sake of you and me. That everything that has happened in our world, in history, in cultures, in the plethora and diversity of all of them, that all the things that are beautiful, but also all the things that are chaotic and have gone wrong, that in all of them, there is always a way to make restitution, quote unquote, for our sins, for our wrongs, for our trespasses, for our debts. And most of them require us to come again and again and again and again and to continue to make restitution, to continue to suffer the consequences, to continue to try to redeem ourselves because we are not right. And Jesus Christ changed the fundamental nature of all of that once and for all. Once and for all. I want you to hear that phrase right there, because as much as maybe you and I theologically believe that, I don't think you and I often live into that reality. This reality that Hebrews talks about over and over again throughout its text and really sums up really nicely here in chapter 10. Back to that first verse there, to verse 11. And every priest stands day after day, and you can imagine the text kind of going, and day after day after day after day, at his service, offering again and again and again the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. When Jesus Christ became God incarnate here on earth in the flesh, taking up residence, pitching his tent among us, to riff there on that John chapter 1 theme, Jesus did something extraordinary, something unique. He interrupted the cycle of sin, the cycle of evil, the cycle of you and I trying to make up for our lives and the loss and lack, and the fact that you and I can't just ever seem to arrive at being the people that we really want to be, or that at least someone else knows that we could be. Jesus Christ comes and interrupts that sacrificing cycle with one big gift, his very being and life. The greatest giver. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. He sat down at the very right hand of God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and an earth, friends, through that one single sacrifice, and changed everything. The whole universe, the multiverses, the metaverses, all of the verses of the song, friends. They all changed in that one moment with that one sacrifice. That greatest gift from the greatest giver ever. And because of that, our reality and the way that you and I live in it must change, because Friends, you and I run around this world, as I said in the meditation moment earlier, you and I run around thinking one of two lies. Either one, that we are in charge, which is a scary thought most days, that I'm in charge of making it all happen and keeping it all together and making it all work out. Because, friends, I know that I can't actually do that. And yet I try to grab the reins over and over and over again in my life, over others, but particularly over myself. And I end up failing at that over and over and over again, just like those priests offering again and again and again, day after day after day. Do you feel that inside of your life, where you're just like, I am on this race, racing. I'm rowing. It seems like I am rowing in circles. I'm on the rat wheel and often feeling like I'm in the rat maze. And I just want to be able to get off and not be in charge and not feel like I have to try to grab control, because, friends, I'm not in control. And Hebrews reminds us, you're right, you are not, and you don't have to be. There doesn't have to be that constant cycle of day after day after day and sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice. That system is gone because Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again. The second myth is very similar to the first. It's the idea that since I'm not actually in control of my world, well, then the world must just be on fire and full of chaos, and no one is in charge of any of this. That it's all just a crapshoot at the end of the day, friends. And that lie is probably the one that's even more prolific in our world, that just seems to be everywhere. And that you and I tend to believe, particularly when we have fully resigned ourselves to having lost control. So then we just go, well, I guess this is all there is. And friends, if Hebrews and the whole scriptures and all of theology and our very experience of life teaches us anything, is that isn't true either. Jesus Christ is in charge. When Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since then has been waiting until his enemies would be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. You hear all of that? Jesus sitting on the right hand of God. What's the point that we're waiting on? Till all enemies are made Jesus Christ's footstool. It's happening. It's happening in real time. It is happening in our lives. And on this day, this reign of Christ, Christ our King Sunday, we celebrate, we look forward, we hope upon all hope, for that moment when it is all consumed in summary and ending, that indeed we can declare, you are Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. You are everything. You are all and everything in between. You are the beginning and end of this reality, of my day, of my life, friends, because Jesus Christ is the greatest giver of all. Hebrews takes us through this theological journey of Jesus Christ's blood literally being the way through the veil. The veil that is being talked about is the one of the temple back in that system that existed within the Jewish history, within Hebrew history, within Judaism, but also part of our larger history, even for us as Christians, where you and I continue to think that restitution has to be made, that we get caught up in this sin and sacrifice cycle, and we don't have to do that anymore. We are forgiven once and for all. And because of that, Hebrew says, we have been made perfect for all time. Friends, the greatest gift is that you have been made perfect for all time. Now, do you believe it? Can you live into it? Can you see that the cycle has been interrupted, has been disrupted, that I don't have to make restitution anymore, that I don't have to be in control, and I can give up all of these weird and crazy thoughts that the world is just going to hell in a handbasket? No, instead, Jesus Christ is in charge, and this is all moving towards a known end, perfection. And on this Christ our King Sunday, it's not just knowing that's going to happen. It's beginning to say, I'm going to live into this reality. I am forgiven and I have been made perfect. And I will live each and every day of my life as if that is true. Till one day, indeed, every enemy will be made Christ's footstool. And that means my enemies. That means my imperfections. That means my sins. That means my mess ups. That means my frenzy. That means my anxiety, my fears, my judgments, my everything, friends. Because the greatest giver came and gave you and me and our whole universe and our reality the greatest gift of all to remind us that God has always been in charge, has always been in control, and is leading all of this towards one end, the perfection of all things and all people. All things and all people, that includes you and me. Friend, it is my hope today that as you walk away from this sermon, that you will believe these words. That the greatest giver gave the greatest gift to you. That you will become the very person and being that God created in the first place. Because of the one gift of Jesus Christ, his life, his very being, for you and for me. Amen.